Joining me on the telephone is Winnipeg Jets defenseman Ashton Sautner, formerly of the Edmonton Oil Kings in the Western Hockey League, which is where I remember him from. But Ashton, you're trying to catch a spot regularly with the Jets this season. You've got 23 NHL games under your belt. You'd love nothing more than to be able to get through training camp this year with the Jets and make the team and really expand upon that number of NHL games played, correct?
Yeah, that would be the goal. Anytime you sign an NHL contract with the team, that's always your goal, is to come into training camp and, you know, try to push for a job. And, you know, even though I've spent the majority of my career so far playing in the minors, you know, any chance you get to make an NHL team, you want to make the most of it and take advantage of the opportunity.
Do you change anything up going into this with a new team? You've had some time in the NHL with Vancouver. You've been in the Canucks organization for the most part. Does the fact that you're now with the Winnipeg Jets organization and they've got a new coaching staff, does that maybe play a hand in how you approach this training camp differently?
No, not really. I mean, as a player, you always, you know, every year you go into training camp, your main goal is to, you know, try to impress, you know, whether it's a new coaching staff or the same one that's been the previous year. But I guess for me, you know, coming to new organization, you know, for the first time really outside of a, you know, 2-week stint I had here a couple of years ago, you know, just about making an impression. And for me, it's just, it's been a bit of a whirlwind, you know, for the last week here, just meeting all the new faces and trying to remember everybody's name. But looking forward to getting the camp going next week. And like I said, just trying to impress and make the most of any opportunity I've given.
Has your game evolved since you played junior and I remember you? I mean, you had 42 and 51 points in your last 2 years with Edmonton in the Western Hockey League. Are you changed as far as the style of play you try to bring nowadays?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, you touched on those last 2 years of my junior career. I think in my first 2 years with the Oil Kings, it was, you know, just trying to get used to the, you know, the Western Hockey League at the time. I was a young guy coming in and a guy that, you know, I was drafted pretty late in the draft. And so I was, you know, maybe not, you know, penciled in to make the team, but just tried to find a role there my first couple of years. And then playing behind some good defensemen too. And once those guys graduated and moved on, I got more of an opportunity and started playing the power play a little bit more. And, you know, maybe, you know, always still focused on defensive side of the game, but, you know, had an opportunity to play in the power play and, you know, maybe tap into some offensive skill that I did have, you know, from previous years when I was younger. You know, and then I turned pro and signed the contract with Vancouver when I was 20 years old. And it was kind of the same thing. You know, my first couple of years, it was just trying to get used to the league and the speed and this, you know, the strength and size of all the players, because it's quite a big jump from junior. And so just, you know, tried to learn as I went. And, you know, then I got into, you know, my third, fourth year pro, and that's kind of where I start to, you know, find a role within the team. And, you know, it's not, it's never been a, you know, offensive role per se. You know, I haven't played much time on the power play at all, but, you know, I guess when you get to pro hockey, you kind of realize that you have to find a role and find an identity or a niche, within yourself, or else usually you don't last too long. So I took a lot of pride in the defensive side of the game, and, penalty killing, you know, did as much as I could on that to, you know, whether it was watching, you know, guys, how they play a penalty kill, or talking to coaches and learning as much as I could to become, you know, a good penalty killer. And so I think I've got myself to a point where I'm really comfortable playing that role and, you know, doing some of the harder things, you know, maybe not, you know, the sexiest things all the time, blocking shots and, you know, playing hard, being hard to play against. And, you know, maybe a shutdown role, stuff like that, that, you know, take a lot of pride in, and just try to contribute to the team to winning, really. That's what it comes down to, and you just try to play a role and fit in that way.
I'm speaking with Ashton Sautner, who's trying to make a name for himself with the Winnipeg Jets this season, make the team. 28 years old, born in Flin Flon. Was that where you grew up for the most part, too?
Yeah, actually, I have a bit of a crazy childhood. I was there, born in Flin Flon, lived there till I was about 7 years old. My dad started to get into coaching in the SJHL. So he was assistant coach with the Bombers up there. He ended up getting the opportunity to go to North Battleford and take over the head role there. And so we moved when I was about seven. We lived in North Battleford for, I think, 4 or 5 years. Dad was coaching there with that team. And then we moved to, actually, we were in a few different locations in southern Saskatchewan after my dad took the job and at the U of R coaching the men's hockey team there. So kind of been all over the place. But yeah, no, Flin Flon holds a special place in my heart. We always go up there every summer. I got my grandparents still up there. We go fishing. And so it's kind of nice. You know, it was the opportunity came to sign with Winnipeg. It was a pretty special moment. You know, I said earlier, just a couple of years ago, I got loaned here during the COVID year for a couple of weeks. And at the time, my wife was 38 weeks pregnant. So we came to Winnipeg and we actually had our son here. So he's a Manitoba boy. I'm a Manitoba boy. So it's pretty cool to come back.
You didn't grow up being a Jets fan, did you?
No, I don't even know who my team was. I think when I was really young, it was Colorado. I used to have some Colorado stuff in my bedroom, but but yeah, no, it's when I was younger at that age, I was mainly just a Bomber fan. I loved the Bombers, so.
and why not? I mean, when I think of Flin Flon in hockey, I'm thinking right away the connotation is tough, gritty, and as I recall, yeah, that's the way you play it. So heck, you're just kind of go along the line, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, trying to anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so married with one son or more children now?
We just have the one right now. Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's a big deal to be able to do that. You're trying to provide for the family. There's an extra zero that goes on to those contracts when you're making it in the NHL compared to the American League. Just looking down the line, this is a big deal to be able to try and get into a training camp and make a team like this. There is a spot there for you, is there not?
I mean, it's always usually, you know, you come in and like I said earlier, you try to make an impression and, you know, there's, depending on how many guys they carry, I guess, on the back end, you know, there's always an opportunity and it's just about a matter of making most of it and impressing and, you know, if it's not ready to training camp, you hope to continue to play well and keep impressing and, you know, eventually hopefully earn a call-up at some point. But my main focus right now is just to try to hit the ground running Wednesday and you know, have a good few days on the ice and keep going from there.
Ashton, I'm biased, of course, because of what I do. I like to believe that an NHL team would do well by having 23 guys from the Western Hockey League and be very, very competitive. Of course, that's not realistic. It never happens that way. But you know, you can rest assured that you have a fan in Saskatoon for sure who's hoping that you make it, and we wish you all the best, and thank you for the time.
All right. Thank you very much, Les. Appreciate it.
All right.